When people realized that, knew that I had Alzheimer's, dementia, they started treating me differently. They labeled me. They would make appointments and never keep to it, and now thinking that I will not remember that. Yes, it was very difficult with that. People treat you as if you're not existing. They treat you as a third person. They will talk in front of you about you as if you were not in the conversation. Stigma from friends is difficult, from family, they want to take over your life, and you're not really allowed or have any say in anything. So, yeah, I became very lonely and kept to myself. And they also leave you to suffer on your own.
They don't know and they don't care. I said to them, please, my husband can't eat by himself. When I got there, it nearly broke my heart. I can just break into tears right now. He was sitting with a bowl and he was licking it like a dog. And I went to the nurses and I said, why isn't somebody helping my husband? They just left him to eat like a dog, to lick out of a bowl. You know, that upset me so much. You see, these things do upset me. I don't want them to, because they don't know. I'm sorry, the hospitals don't know what to
Husband
do.
said, "Eat it." Then she looked like, "But I eat it." Then he would violently put the food in her mouth, because that is the time when she
He
has
began
to
to
keep
eat.
this kind of information from them, you know? We had relatives who passed away, and we began
Undu
to
ula
avoid
ungi
telling them.
andu me undavia ni kuikithia kana inya wakwa ni we kala musi emu vingi na kusiwa view
I asked what the medicines
ndakathiza.
were for and what I was suffering from. From my observation, I simply thought the doctor was tired and overwhelmed by the number of patients that are waiting to be seen. He rebuked me and I left the room. He didn't seem to have time to explain to me the purpose of the medicine.
People also say he has gone senile, has gone cuckoo. Old man in my house who has gone senile. They address the family as a family who has a person gone mad. So it becomes a stigma with them. People don't want to marry off their daughters in such a family. They feel they should not marry here as they think the girl will bring the genes of this disease in their family. Even the family members does not want to expose the person with dementia in their family. It is a social issue. They think people will curse them and does not expose them. Generally, what the families do is they try to keep the person with dementia locked at home.
No, they do not talk about it. Even saying that a family member has dementia, because effectively they confuse it a lot with saying the person is crazy. But also medically, they have a different idea, because when someone tells them, it's just that maybe I have dementia, they say, no, no, it's just aging. It is that you are old. So I think that medically, to establish or rule a dementia, we are going wrong.